see trees of green.
Trees of green, that's what we have. We have a good, good green economy. It's doing pretty well. Unless you lost your job. Unless you're part of the Great Recession. We are having another Great Recession, Larry. But it's more of an event recession caused by COVID. It's not so much basic economic principles. It's not
right.
Basic economic principles. It's COVID. An outside event has caused this one. And we feel for all of you. And if we can be of help to you, if we could structure a good program of recovery for you, please give us a call. We're about wealth building, not just the special Vestera Hotspot investment program. Sure, that's our focus. Sure, that's what we do many, many hours of most days of most weeks out of the whole year, year after year. It's the Vestera Hotspots investment program. It's wealth building at its very finest, but we're also here to help you. So if you have questions, give me a call, 303-888-3788. That phone number is 303-888-3788. Barry Miller here, wanting to share this key to wealth. Let me introduce it by saying this is part one of a three-part series in developing this services, and more services for you, the consumer. It became clear that I've got to talk for 3 weeks on the key to wealth on always have a top investment team leader, or don't even think about investing in real estate. Look, I know you're good. I can think of some members of ICOR and some of the other form. Well, that's still a very active investor group and a very good one in the Front Range. I helped found that group, okay? I wasn't a founder, but I helped the founders. And I was proud to be one of the two inaugural speakers at their opening meeting in Fort Collins. And a heck of a great meeting. I remember speaking with a professor from CSU, an economics professor. And it was a robust first meeting. But a lot of those investors say, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. And they're not doing badly. But Larry, they can't compete with the Vestera Hotspots program and its efficiency and its proper direction, et cetera. And oh yeah, our controlled growth. I was asked this week, wait, Barry, how come you're not growing faster? Plain and simple, why are not we growing faster, Larry? Because we're shorthanded. We need two good analysts. We need two good numbers people with a real estate license or without. Let's put that plug. Now, I didn't plan to do that, but these people made it very clear, and I made it clear to them. They were pleased that I was saying we are doing big-time controlled growth. Larry, we should be triple our size. With two more people, we'll be triple our volume of servicing, triple the number of people, but not until we have sufficient staff to service, and service some more.
You want to join in with our group and start making your wealth building move? Give
Good
us
point.
A call at 303-888-3788. You can text us at 303-888-3788 and set up an interview with Barry and start working your way to working with us.
Yeah, let's do it. Now, this is a total tangent.
I agree,
this
Barry.
This wasn't on our schedule at all, but it's very, very important. But you know how we are. We want to share the best information for you. Some of you may be looking for that for such a job. It's full-time. It's full commitment. To whom? To our consumer clients and customers. But what I was asked, well, what characteristics does that person have to have? They have to enjoy numbers, Larry. They have to enjoy analysis. And it has to be combined with very, very honest and truthful and genuine caregiving for our consumer clients. But it's fun. It's hot. It's a lot of analysis. A lot of work can happen at home. There can be some travel involved if somebody wants some travel. But mostly you don't have to travel.
And I want to point out that you should have some Excel spreadsheet experience. It makes your life much easier at first.
It would make your life easier at first and really onward going. But some of that could be learned. It would be preferred if you had a real estate license and you had some experience in residential real estate. But if you don't have Excel or real estate and you think it might be a fit, we could figure out quickly enough if it's a good fit or not. And I mean, not experimenting for 60 days, but in one or two or three interviews, we could do that. We could interview over Zoom or BlueJeans and or face-to-face. Let's get back to my key to wealth. It's this. Again, part one of a three-part series. Always have a top investment team leader, or don't even think about investing. Here's my tip. Do not invest until you know how the particular investment program works, how the particular investment program continues to work for you. How do you get out of a particular property? How do you get out of a particular investment program? Especially, how do you get into the investment program safely and smartly? That's my tip. Here's my key to wealth. Some investment programs are too easy to get into. Before you commit to any investment program, be sure that you have a detailed profile assessment interview with at least one of the investment team leaders with whom you will be working. If you cannot have such an interview, then do not get involved with that group or that outfit or that company. Oh, yes. If you feel a bit challenged by your interview, it's probably a very worthwhile program. So go ahead then and schedule your second interview with your group. That's my key to wealth for this week.
Very nice, Barry. But what are some of the key elements of a good detailed profile assessment interview? What's it going to include?
What's a profile assessment interview? Yeah. It's about you, the consumer. If you were an investor, you know, as you investors listening know, what your profile assessment is. It's an assessment of your wants and needs. First of all, you, the consumer, should know clearly, are you ready for this interview? Have you decided to get involved? Or is this an interview and you have not yet decided to get involved as an investor, but you're investigating it? Are you an investigator, or are you a really ready, willing, and almost able investor? There's a difference. Just know where you are and go in openly. Or do you have ulterior motives for the interview? You might just, I interviewed a company once, Larry. I just wanted to see what American Express had. I wasn't going to put my money with them, but I didn't lead them on either. I wanted to see what they had some good forms. I think their system lacked consumer emphasis and it lacked consumer centricity, but they had some good forms, and I told them why I was there, and they willingly talked to me. Then I didn't mislead them. So don't mislead the investment company you might be interviewing. But what is your profile? You are a ready, willing, and able investor, or you're thinking about it, or you have ulterior motives. Your readiness factor, I'm calling it, is getting involved with a great program. Know your readiness factor. Where are you? And then the interview will be productive.
Okay, Barry, but then what should we do to prepare for and participate in a good interview?
Again, the preparation is to assess your own readiness factor,
okay,
and identify where you are. And wherever you are is acceptable, but know where you are. But what you also ask, what should you do in a good interview? I'll start out by saying take good notes. Don't be afraid to bring a notepad or your iPad and set your iPad out and say, I'm going to take notes during this. Is that okay? Sure. And then take notes. Do that typing. Do that key punching. Remember, you are doing your due diligence in the interview. You're trying to find out who they are. Are they for real? So unless you've had a couple of calls with them already, but even in those calls, we say, do not telegraph your preferred answers to your questions. Larry, this is where consumers lose out to salespeople all the time. Consumers unknowingly or knowingly telegraph what they're looking for. And then the salespeople are just barely smart enough to outsmart the consumer, to lead the consumer astray. So do not telegraph your preferred answers. Go in neutral, but be looking for comfort in the other person's explanation. If what you hear is comforting to you, when you leave there, you are still feeling comfortable, it probably is worthy of a next interview.
Barry, I want to just point out to people that they should look at a program that is comprehensive and turnkey. I'm concerned that a lot of people get into investment and it just is a bunch of work, and it just creates more stress in their lives than they want. You don't need to invest in that kind of a program. There are programs such as what Barry and I have that will allow you to invest without that kind of stress. Make sure you check on that. Make sure whoever you're talking with has a comprehensive program.
I'm going to talk about the good investor clubs like ICOR, Investment Club of the Rockies, okay? That's not who we are. They're people who want to be self-made investors. They want to do it all. Good for them. ICOR is a good support group for them. That's not us. We are wealth builders of your money, okay, and want you to be relaxed. We want you to have a better life. Our job is to do what stockbrokers' job is to do, make more money on your money. For whom? You and only you. And we project it that way. Larry, when we come back, let's talk about the topic we did not get to in this segment, deferred maintenance items, how we protect our investors with the inspection and with the drilling of the seller agent when we're looking for a property for one of our buyer investors. Let's deal with that when we come back from this break. All right, we are back. This is Barry Miller along with consumer guy Larry Stanley. We are your wealth builders. This is the Wealth Building Hour. Oh my gosh, big time wealth. Yeah. You could easily make over 40% on your money. Hear that? Over 40% on your money in the first year of a good investment property. We said we'd start off this segment with deferred maintenance. What is deferred maintenance? That's a problem. If you buy a property, And you see, we have a detailed, we have the complete, the most detailed, but consumer-friendly, but every financial aspect is covered in our one-page projection analysis of each property, and you get to see that, and we prepare it, but you get to see it. We go over it with you before you say, yes, I want that property. You may have to move quickly sometimes in the Springs and Pueblo to get that property, but the data is in front of you in a good one-page form that you've had a little class with us on, meaning 3, 4, 5 minutes of explanation over the internet or on the telephone before you ever see one for the live property. And you buy that property, and oh my gosh, Larry, 3 months later, the furnace goes out, and you're shocked. You're upset. You might even be angry. Well, not with our customers. Why? Because we have the most thorough home inspection, and we push hard on having known defects or known deferred maintenance items on your list, so you're budgeting for them. Oh, sure, something might go out 3 months early, but it should not be a total surprise if a furnace goes out, or an air conditioner, or a hot water heater, unless it's a shock and a storm. By the way, there were huge rains this week in Chicago, and many people had their basements flooded 3 feet of water. Ooh. From they were inundated with rain. Unexpected, couldn't plan for that. But when you buy an investment property, you could plan for your deferred maintenance. How much money should you set aside that first year? That's one of the line items we have on our analysis, and it's based on data, data, and more data that deals with the inspection of each piece of that home. And if there's too many deferred maintenance items, then don't buy it. And if you're afraid of deferred maintenance items, don't be an investor. Don't go and look at a home that's nearly like a new home and say, oh, that carpet isn't quite right, Larry. I don't want to buy it. Oh, gee, Larry, the windows are going to need replacing. I don't want to buy it. And then you walk away from a $30,000 gain because you didn't want to handle a $4,000 problem. Don't be one of those kinds of non-investors.
Keep in mind that you are buying a house for investment purposes, not to live in.
That's a good point.
You don't have to be perfectly comfortable with the way everything looks and is. You want to find a house that you can make money with, not that you can live in.
That's a good point, Larry. Here's another good point. This is wealth building at its finest. We are a program called, our company name, Vestera Hotspots Investment Program. That's what it is. It's hotspots through huge amounts of research, starting out with 500 properties. Let's take a look a little bit at the hottest of our five hotspots is Colorado Springs. It's so hot that it now has an adjunct hotspot called Pueblo. Pueblo is wonderful, Larry, because they're lovely properties there without a whole lot of maintenance. We do lean to the heavy properties that do not have much deferred maintenance. We want that. Now, if somebody could get a new roof now, get a new furnace now, and that takes care of those two big items, and then otherwise it's a very good investment. Good. Good for us, the negotiators. But Pueblo could be had for 120, 180 to 280,000. There's lots of good homes there. Colorado Springs, you have to start at about 280 and go up to about 380 for the prime, really up to about 400. We try to stay under 400. Why? So you could have neutral or positive cash flow. That's important too. Every angle is looked at. So the final item, Larry, I really want to push this, is our Snapshot Wealth Building newsletter. It's a weekly newsletter. It's free. We're only in our sixth edition. You want a free copy? Just text us at 303-888-3788 and just say Snapshot, give us your email, and we'll email that to you each weekend. It's free. You get a one-page newsletter. It has a lot of news on it about the Denver and Colorado Springs market. By the way, they're both hot. Their median prices are holding the same. Denver's at $470,000. The Springs at about $365,000. Catching up. Anybody who's followed us for 2 years knows that gap is getting smaller and smaller. Larry, this is the Wealth Building Show. You get to close us out. What do you have to say?
I just want to say that keep in mind, since people have asked this question, Barry is a real estate agent licensed for over 40 years. If you have questions, call us at 303-888-3788.
That is us. We're saying bye-bye for now. Have a great week. See you next week.